U.S. Attorney Aaron Reitz issues first public statement on fatal Houston ICE shooting. Texas border business. U.S. Attorney's Office, Southern District of Texas. My name's Aaron Reitz. I'm the United States Attorney for the Southern District of Texas, and I want to provide a statement on the shooting and death of Lorenzo Salgado here in Houston. I want to assure the public that the appropriate law enforcement agencies are looking into this matter. That includes my office, the FBI, DHS, and other state and local partners. Based upon preliminary information my office has been provided to date, and without drawing any final conclusions while the investigation is ongoing, here's what we have reason to believe happened. Watch the video of Wright's statement below. On the morning of Tuesday, July 7, federal officers were investigating two Guatemalan men known to be driving a white van. These men had previously evaded arrest and were potentially subject to deportation. While looking for the suspect's white van, officers received a report of a similar van in the area. The office's two vehicles, each with two officers inside, turned on their police lights and attempted to pull over the van and the men that fit the suspect's description. The aliens then fled, conducting a rapid U-turn and hopping a median to get away. The agents chose not to pursue. Later that morning, the agents came across the van again. And again, the illegal aliens attempted to flee, but this time the agents successfully surrounded the vehicle. At some point, two of the four officers got out of their vehicles and instructed the non-compliant aliens to put the van in park. Preliminary information indicates the driver shifted the van into reverse, then forward again, while an officer was partially inside the van or immediately next to it. During this confrontation between federal agents and a group of illegal aliens attempting to flee, one of the officers fired a single shot. The round struck Lorenzo Salgado. The other federal officers on scene immediately began rendering first aid to preserve Mr. Salgado's life. Yet sadly, as we know, Mr. Salgado later died at the hospital. Meanwhile, officers saw in plain view several small bags of a white, crystal-like substance inside the van. As a result, just yesterday the FBI executed a search warrant on the van in connection with possible narcotics trafficking and drug offenses. I want to reiterate, this assessment is based on preliminary information given to my office. We draw no decisive conclusions and believe federal law enforcement will conduct a thorough investigation. We are doing everything we can to seek the truth and do the right thing. In the meantime, I encourage the public to give the FBI and DHS the opportunity to investigate. Let the justice system work. And pray for safer communities in which law, order, and justice prevail. Updated July 16, 2026.